This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veteran Affairs will now come to order. It is 10:20 a.m. on Thursday, March 19th, 2026. We are in Capitol Room 124. Our members present today include Representative Gray, Representative Hall, Representative Fields, and myself, Representative Eichheide, Chair. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. Please remember to silence your cell phones for the meeting, and thank you. I'd like to extend a thank you to Cal Brown from House Records and Zachary Lawhorn from the Juno LIO and my committee aide, Aaron Callahan, for staffing the committee meeting today. We have one item on the agenda today, House Bill 363, an act relating to the sale of alcohol, relating to the sale or dispensing of alcoholic beverages by patriotic organizations, and providing for an effective date, and this is by Representative Stutes. This is the third hearing on this bill. Present in the room are Representative Stutes and her staff, Jane Pearson. On the line, we have Director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, Mr. Kevin Richard. All three are available for questions. The deadline for amendments was 5 p.m. yesterday, March 18th, 2026. We received one amendment from Representative Fields. Representative Fields, would you like to move your amendment?
I move amendment I.1.
I object for the purposes of discussion.
Representative Fields, would you like to speak to your amendment? And before you do that, just for the record, Representative Sadler joined us at 10:22 a.m. Welcome, Representative Sadler.
Frederick.
And Representative Fields, would you like to speak to your amendment?
Sure. As we discussed in the last meeting, Kevin Richard pointed out to the bill sponsor's office that there was this additional cleanup language necessary. So when you read the amendment, what it adds is the clause, or at a permitted event under AS 0409630, 0409660, 0409670. Why would we do that? Well, if the underlying bill is saying you can't have these events, then it makes no sense whatsoever to prohibit publicizing them. So all this amendment clarifies is you can both have the event and you can tell people about it. Thank you to Mr. Richard and the bill sponsor for flagging this, and that's the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Fields. And then I just wanted to see if Representative Stutes had any comments on the amendment that she would like to make to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Eichheide. Appreciate it. Representative Louise Stutes, District 5, for the record. No, I'm delighted to have it. It just clarifies it a little bit more. And all the clarification we can get, as we all know, with some of these statutes is appreciated. And this amendment does that.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. Are there any questions for the maker of the amendment or any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Gray, do you maintain your objection?
I do not.
Seeing no other objections, the amendment is adopted. For the bill sponsor, would you like to make any final statements?
Chair Eichheide and members of this committee, again, Representative Louise Stutes, for the record. Thank you. Thank you for your time and your efforts in moving this forward. This will make a big difference, and it also helps out our veterans and the organizations that support our veterans most importantly. So I appreciate it, and so do they.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Stutes. And I would just like to say for the record, I enjoyed working with your office on this, and it was a very pleasant experience, and thank you for bringing this forward. Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Not a question, but it sounds like we're kind of in the wrap-up, so I'm going to support this bill. I just came from a meeting with the Suicide Prevention Council, and one of the topics we discussed was the importance of having social networks with whom you can share experiences that no one else has had and just have some reinforcement. And the more ties that we can bind people together with or offer that kind of connection in a community, the better off I think the people are. This bill would provide just some tweaks, honestly, to make the patriotic clubs more welcoming, more useful, more accommodating to various people, fewer silos, and I think the connections that veterans have to share experiences, tell jokes, have a beer, it tends to build a better life for them in our community. It eases the transition while also maintaining that connection that you earn through your boot camp and your AIT and your service work. So I think this is thoughtful. I'm confident that the members of Patriotic Cause will not abuse the privilege. Drink responsibly, please, but this is a good thing, and I appreciate the sponsor bringing it forward to us.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from the committee? Okay, seeing none, I would accept a motion to move the bill out of committee.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 363-34-LS1460/I as in India, as amended, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 363 is moved from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Special Committee as amended. I would ask members to stick around after the meeting to sign the paperwork. That concludes our agenda today, and this meeting stands adjourned at 10:26 a.m.